Before I begin, I want to mention that Rabelski, Zolzayin Gesund, who's quite ill, is being transferred even as we speak. So I got a call asking, we'll say a kapitel to him afterwards, we should have in mind a refuah shleima for Chaim Yisrael ben Chana Tzirul. I'd like to speak tonight about Yayin Mevushel, and really we're going to be talking about Yayin Nesef on and off in the next few blocks, so I'd like to sort of give an introductory share on Yayin Nesef in general, and then how it's Negeh Halach Lamaisa, the basic Chakira in the Dinim of Yayin Nesef. Why did Chazal ask for the wine of a guy? So we really find two different reasons, the two different sugyas in the Gemara. Now, our Gemara says they asked for the wine of the guy because Mishum and Suche, because Goyim, certainly Goyim then, had a desire to be Menasech Yayin. We'll learn later in the Gemara, their religion was even swishing the wine around in the bottle was an avoda to their God. So one reason that we ask the Yayin Nesech is because we're afraid the guy will be Menasech Yad Lavoy Dezara. There's a second reason, the Gemara says later on, Amid Vav, Mishum B'nai Seyen. It's a gzera because of intermarriage, that you shouldn't drink with Goyim because of a gzera not to socialize with Goyim. There's a very big nafkamina, the two reasons. If the Isser is because of B'nai Seyen, not to socialize, then that's the reason for Pasakum also. That's only an Isser Achila, it's not an Isser Hanah. Als B'nai Seyen, it would only be an Isser B'Achila. Als Avoy Dezara, Avay Dezara is also Bahana. So when we ask for the wine of a guy Bahana, that's because of the reason of Avay Dezara. And if it would only be the other reason, the reason of B'nai Seyem, then it would be also Bishtia and not Bahana. So these are the two reasons for the Gzeira. The Chakira, that is a Chakira not only in the later Achrayim, but it's Tassim the Rosh and the Tazer of Kiveger, is a Chakira how to learn these two Gzeiras. Are they separate gezeiros? Let's say I have a situation where one applies and one doesn't apply. Let's say I have a situation where only B'nai Seyem applies. Does it remain osa b'shtia? Or, because they're separate gezeiros. If you have the chashash of Eidazar, it's osa b'anah, and the chashash B'nai Seyem is osa b'shtia. Maybe they're separate gezeiros. Or maybe no. Maybe it's just one big gezeira. Chazal made a gezeira with two reasons. Whether you have both reasons, or one reason, the gzera is a gzera. There's no such thing, Yayin Nesef, Asa B'Shtia. It's either Asa B'Hanah, or it's not Asa. This is a Chakir that's Asa B'Rishayim, it goes all the way through to the Paiskim. The main Nafkamina is Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, in our countries, we're makubal that the Goyim today are not Oduk in their Avodah Zarah. They have no great desire to be Menasech Yayin. And in Sif Aleph of Kuf Chav Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings this, that the Goyim today are not so Oduk in their Avodah Zarah. And if you have the copies on the top line of the page, it says, the Ramah says that Magoy v'kechovim b'yayin shalonu eina yosa b'hanoa rak b'shtia b'zman hazeh. What does the Ramah mean? The Ramah seems to say that Avodah Zarah reason falls away, but the chastus reason remains. So therefore, b'shasat chak, b'di'evet, if a guy was already, a guy gives you wine for a gift, it's not kosher yayin, or you have yayin in the house that the guy touched, you're allowed to have anah, you could sell it to another guy, and it's mutar b'anah. This is the sheet of the Ramah. Obviously the Ramah holds a separate gezeira. So this is the basic chakira in dinei, Yayin Nesef, if it's two gezeiros, if it's one gezeiros. Now, our Gemara talks about Yayin Mevushel. Yayin Mevushel, you all know, is the most common heter in Yayin Bizman Hazeh. The wine companies, the kosher wine companies, make the small bottles all Yayin Mevushel, so that when you're among in a place, even among Goyim, there should be no Isser of Yayin Nesef because of Yayin Mevushel. So the Taz brings a Rosh's kasha. He says, 1 minute. What does it matter if the yayin is cooked? The yayin mevushel, the Gemara says, in suche loy minasti. Goyim anat minasach, nisuch hayayin is not by yayin mevushel. It's interesting that it's a halacha in the mizbeach also. To be menasach yayin on mizbeach, it can't be mevushal. So the Goyim, it seems, had the same rules, that you can't be menasach. So frek the rush, what's going on? Yayin mevushal should still be yasa b'shtia. That's good. The avoy desire reason falls away. Because it's suche lo menaschi. But how we know you're noig yayin mevushal, we drink it. So the Russian matmiya, how do we go about drinking it? It's the Isser B'nai Seyem should apply. That's good, the Isser Avoy Dezara falls off. But what's with the Isser B'shem B'nai Seyem? This is the Kasher of the Rishayim, the Rosh, and the Rashba ask an hour sugya. Because of this, the Rosh is mitzadein that maybe it's all one big gezeira, and either it's Asa Bahana or it's Mutter. It wouldn't be anywhere in between. There's no such thing, the Rosh says, the Rosh Hashit is Kulachat Gezeira. There's no such thing. You can have some Yain, Asabana, some Bishtia. The Rosh says there's no such thing. And he says either it's Asabahana or it's Mutal Lagamri. And Yain Mavushal is Mutal Lagamri. Once one reason falls off, the other reason falls off. This is the Shita of the Rosh. So again, we have this basic Hakira, two ways to learn. And the Rosh says, this is funny because the Ramah seems to hold on top of the page that you could split it. And by Yayim Avushal, with being Seimach on this Rosh, you can't split it. Either the whole Gezeira or no Gezeira. So either it's Asabana or no Gezeira. And that's the reason that we drink Yayim Avushal.
Well, this is it.
So that really says the Mishnah that once the guy has it as wine and then cooks it, it's already aser pshita atu de mevashalu, it becomes mutter. The Gemara says, notice once it's aser, it can't become mutter because the guy cooks it. Right. But so we're really talking about wine that's made by a yid and then it comes into contact with the guy. So anyway, this is the basis. What? Grape juice is the same thing. What do you mean? If yeah, but even that grape juice is already also yayin akum. We're gonna learn the isser of yayin nesef is not only when it becomes alcohol, even grape juice itself. Grape juice itself also needs a good hechsher in order to be mutter. I want to tell you, in our house, we taught our children when they grow up that any grape-flavored candies they should stay away from, even with a good heksher. It's very, very hard, the grape flavorings, to give a good heksher on. So I have a son who's in a certain out-of-town community, and his little kids, so his son was in kindergarten, the teacher gave out Laffy Taffys, and he said, no, we're not allowed to eat grape. He said, what do you mean, it has a heksher? He said, no, we don't eat grapes. The teacher was very upset. If the kid's not frum enough, they don't get so upset. The kid's more frum. So in that town, one of the head people in the OU is there, is a rav there. So she went to him. She said, you know, Reisman, they don't want any trustee hechsher for this. So he said, you know, they're right. It's very hard to give a hechsher on a factory that makes grape flavoring. Not they're right, it's chasovitz treif, but if you want to be machmir, it's a good thing to be machmir. I hope in later weeks to talk to you about how the grape flavoring is made. But what's a gaffer now is this idea. We have here the rule that there are two ways to learn the gezeira. Either it's two gezeiras or it's one gezeira. This is the fundamentals of the whole sugya. What? So if it's all one gezeira, is it leser or leheter? So the Rosh, you have to learn the Rosh. The Rosh says it's one gezeira. It really should be one gezeira, so it should always be asa b'hana. But he says, "Milid la'shchiach." Things that la'shchiach, then it's the other way. It's totally mutter. The Taz brings all this down. He says it's kol echad gezeira l'chumra, but by double la'shchiach, we go the other way. We're not going to, because of one reason, we're not going to ask the other. We make it all mutter. Anyway, that's what he says. Now, this is very negel lahalach. There's Rabbi Kivega here, which I'm not going to get into today. Rabbi Kivega says we should be mechalek between a guy's wine or a Jew's wine that a guy touched, and he has a nice lumdis, but it's a kash on the Rosh, so we're going to deal with the Rosh. In the Halach of the Maisa world of Yayin Mavushal, there are two big machlaiksin between Rav Moshe on one side and Rav Shlomo Zalman on the other side. Rav Moshe first of all said that Yayim Mavushal is mutter if it's cooked till 165 degrees. It doesn't have to be bubbly, it doesn't have to be boiling, which is about 212, maybe wine is slightly different temperature, but Rav Moshe says enough 165 degrees. He bases it on the Shach Zayin that says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishahir Siach, which would mean bubbling. And the Shach says, Haynu Shismayim Imidosei Adei Resicha. Hot enough that it starts to evaporate. And certainly alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature. Rav Moshe holds 165 degrees. There are those who hold you need to do 212 in order to do it. What's a machlokes taliyin? There's a second machlokes. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that our yayim mevushel doesn't count for yayim mevushel. The way they cook our yayim mevushel, when you cook wine, it loses its maila. Why? Because the alcohol has a lower evaporation point, and the alcohol evaporates. That's how they distilled the alcohol in the first place. When you boil it, the alcohol evaporates earlier. And lemaisa, it affects the flavoring of the wine. What they do today is they boil it in a pressurized container, so that whatever evaporates falls right back in. There's no loss when you cook it; it evaporates. But it's in a sealed container in a sort of a pressure cooker that holds everything in, and whatever comes out falls right back in. So Shlomo Zalman says the taste doesn't change significantly, although the experts say they do. But the taste doesn't really change. So the question is, how do you know the taste has to change? So Shlomo Zalman says, there's a Rashba in our sugya, Yisrael Rosh's kasha. He says, what's Yayim Mevushel Mutter? Avodah Zarah Lo Minasi. But what about Benoi Seyem? The same kasha to Rosh. Yes, and Rosh said it's all one gazer. The Rashba says, no. Yayim Mevushel doesn't taste so good. So you have both heterim. There's no nisa for Avodah Zarah. It doesn't taste so good. You're not going to go make a lachayim with Yayim Mevushel. If you're going to socialize with Goyim, you're going to bring the good stuff. You're not going to bring the Yayim Mevushel, which doesn't taste so good. So Zokr Shlomo Zalman, you see, it has to not taste good. Ours taste the same, and therefore it's not a heter. The same thing he says, cooking it at 165 degrees doesn't really do much to it. You have to cook it more. Ramesh's comeback is that the Pesachim don't bring the Rashba. The Taz or Mekivega Tumul. And they don't bring the Rashba's Teretz. The Pesachim bring the Rosh's Pshat that is Kulachad Gezeira. So, in a nutshell, what turns out is this Shaila, if it's all one big Gezeira or two separate Gezeiras, which the Rosh says is Kulachad Gezeira, first of all, it's a Shaila, the Gabi situations where you have this Shaila, if it's one Gezeira or two. But more importantly, it's an Afkamina Lagabi the Rashba. Lagabi, this Rashba, do we pass like the Rashba? The fact that Rosh is brought, if we pass like the Rosh, which Rav Moshe says, the Mechas Yitzchak also says like Rav Moshe, that we don't pass like the Rashba. The Rashba says that the taste changes, and after we pass them like him. So Al Kaponim, this is sort of, I guess, the introduction to the Dinim of Yayin Esech. The two separate reasons for the Gezeira, and the Rosh Hashita, you can't separate them. The Rosh holds, you can't make wine that's Asa B'Shtiyah. People are going to confuse it. They'll think all Yayin is only Asa B'Shtiyah. Either it's Asa B'Hanah, no, it's Mutar L'Gamri. And the Rashba holds his Teretz that you could separate them. Just here, there's no Gezeira Mishum B'nei Seyem. But Kaponim, this is the aside of the two different reasons of Gezeiras Yayin Esech. And Yitzhak Hashem will talk in the coming weeks about other inyanim of Yayin Esach. I'll ask your indulgence. I'd like to say a kapitul tilim for Belsky. As I said, he's being transferred now from one hospital to another, and